As we head into the new week, the mood is mostly risk off, this after a turnaround in U.S. equities and a rally in the U.S. dollar. The primary driver of price action has been the rise in U.S. yields, with the bond market continuing to question Fed forward guidance, calling out the Fed for a dot plot that is disconnected from reality that has rates only going higher in 2024. Signs of rising inflation are what has been fueling the bond market's suspicions, with expectations here for a rate hike that will need to come much sooner and potentially as soon as next year. So the bond market is saying to the Fed, a 2024 rate hike might be what you want, but it isn't looking like that's what you're going to get. If this narrative gains momentum, we believe we could see a further intensification of risk-off flow, with more downside in stocks and upside in the U.S. dollar on the horizon. And certainly, the fact that the Fed has declared the Treasury market stable enough and bank capital levels sufficient enough to warrant canceling the supplementary leverage ratio relief program at the end of this month is not helping investor confidence either. So it will be interesting to see how things play out this week and what new communications we get from Fed officials to perhaps cool off the bond market's assessment of things in an effort to get investors feeling good about getting back into stocks. Looking ahead, we get the Eurozone current account, Chicago Fed National Activity Index, a speech from Fed Powell, U.S. existing home sales, and some more Fed speak. That's all for now.